Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right, really, it sounded like Hillary Clinton mocking an Obama speech, but in any case, it'll be interesting to hear what Dee Dee Myers has to say about all that to Leonard this afternoon. Now, Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer, he has been a guest on this show before. We talked to a lot of politicians, and City Council President Christine Quinn, Christine Quinn will be here after the news. But today, Scott Stringer has come upstairs from his office in the municipal building below ours to talk as a cookbook editor. The Go Green East Harlem Cookbook, published by Jones Books, has his name on the cover. He's accompanied here by one of the contributors to the cookbook, Kevin Walters, who some of you may know as owner of the Creole Restaurant and Music Supper Club at 2167 3rd Avenue at 118th Street in East Harlem. So welcome back, Borough President.
Nice to be here.
Kevin Walters, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
You wrote a cookbook, Borough President?
Who would have thunk it? But the cookbook is actually part of a larger initiative my office has been working on for close to a year now, which was to address the health issues of the East Harlem community. It's no secret that in this neighborhood, one out of three children have asthma. One out of four residents suffer from diabetes. There's a obesity crisis in the neighborhood. And that's because of years and years and years of environmental racism. Bus depot stations, garage stations, just about everything was dumped in this neighborhood. And now you see the health impact. So we have organized a steering committee of 100 people in the neighborhood. And we call ourselves the Go Green East Harlem Initiative. And our goal is to reduce the health risks of populations by 50% by 2010. And
Go Green.
Go Green. And the way we're doing it is, while the green movement is awash all over the nation and in parts of New York City, we wanted to target a community and create a model for community participation. You know, I applaud the mayor's efforts for park space and open space, but we really need an initiative that builds from the ground up. And that's what Go Green is all about. And the best part of Go Green was the creation of this cookbook, which is really a love letter from the people in the neighborhood, the restaurant owners like Walter and others, to the people in the neighborhood. And this book is going to be distributed to thousands of East Harlem residents for free.
And this is not your gray government document. This is actually a gorgeous full-color cookbook with photos of the food, photos of the chefs, all kinds of things.
Bilingual.
Just open to Patsy's Linguini with Clam Sauce here on page 89. I don't know if that's so good for fighting diabetes, all that pasta.
But it's healthy.
But Kevin Walters, are you on this Go Green Steering Committee?
I'm not on the committee. However, I am listed in the book. I did contribute a couple of recipes. And on page 69, one of the recipes is listed as the Creole salad. And we also have a wonderful recipe for gumbo.
Now, what page was that? I'm going to open right to it. We're going to
look
at the recipe.
Open up to the first page, 69.
69. Page 69. And on page 69, aha, there it is. Creole salad with bittersweet dressing. Begins with mesclun wild organic greens, shaved carrots, red onions, grape tomatoes, 1 teaspoon of mayonnaise, 2 lemons juiced, et cetera, et cetera. And what do you do?
Well, what I do at Creole, or what are we doing with the salad?
It says step one on a plate, place mesclun wild organic greens.
Yes, yes.
And that wonderful photo of Walter, which is really a great portrait, is photos by students from the International Center of Photography that donated their time going around East Harlem over the summer taking pictures of our recipe people like Walter or people from the public housing developments who
So students from the ICP did all the photography
for
the book?
They did the photography. We had integrative nutrition, vet the recipes. We had the steering committee members go to the restaurants and get recipes. And we went to people who are the presidents of Wagner Houses and Katie Harris, for example. And what a great group of people who contributed to this effort.
I love the photo here just at the beginning of the entree section of about 20 crates of tomatoes.
Beautiful, huh?
Now, we can take phone calls from listeners. You can talk in all seriousness about healthy eating, particularly in urban areas that tend to be underserved. And there's a city council issue right now, mm-hmm. too, about the so-called green carts. And some people want them expanded into East Harlem and other places, and some people don't. We can talk about that. But maybe you've eaten at Kevin Walters Creole Restaurant and Music Supper Club. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer and Kevin Walters, owner of that restaurant, 212-433-9692.
Let me tell you if I could just tell you what's exciting about the Go Green initiative that we're working on. We're actually producing results for the community. Thanks to Mayor Bloomberg, we're building a $3.5 million standalone asthma center so that children can get tested for asthma. We're planting hundreds of trees in the community. And when developers come knocking on the door now, they know full well that we demand green development, whether it's cogeneration, green roofs, and that we are really empowering local neighborhood residents to understand that they can play a real role in development and creating a healthy community. And when we give out these cookbooks, we've given them out in senior centers and with parent associations, the joy that people have towards the book is really about, you know, we're all in this together.
It's a joyful-looking book, and I'm really just getting my first look at it as we're talking here. So I see what you mean now about turning it upside down, depending on where you start, so that on one side, the cover looks like is in English, the Go Green East Harlem Cookbook. Now I'm flipping it over, and you can open it from that side as well. And it says, El Libro de Cocina Viva Verde, East Harlem. So you got English and Spanish.
And the books are available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, Borders, You Men in Harlem. I mean, we've got it's being sold to everybody else. But in the community, we're giving it out to parents and seniors as a way of promoting our Go Green initiative. Right. So it's a win for everybody.
And Kevin Walters, your restaurant is New Orleans-based cuisine?
Absolutely. It's New Orleans-based cuisine. However, the Creole cuisine is a world-based. So we're actually a world cuisine in a local community. And when people come to this restaurant, and it's irrespective of where they come, from where they come, the food tastes as though they're at home. Because the Creole cuisine has spices, and our recipes are indicative of world recipes. So it's a very delicious, nice-tasting food that people can identify with being somewhere else. And then once they walk into Creole, they go, whoa, I am in somewhere else. They don't really believe that they're in East Harlem. But I like to also add to that, Scott, to your benefit, this book has done absolutely more than just provide recipes and, of course, the health considerations, but the mental attitude of the business community as well as the residents of the community. That's the first thing to improve is the psychological profile of individuals living in that community to want to eat healthy, to want to have a great life. And to your benefit, Scott, this book is in fact initiated that fire. So, and certainly Creole is part of that benefit because people are coming to Creole as a result of seeing some of those recipes that we have and wanting to taste the food and not wanting to leave.
That's well. Thank you, Walter.
Martha in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Martha.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I guess I had a reaction to the one gentleman who was saying that it's environmental racism that, causes people to, triggers the obesity problem. And I guess as a resident of Harlem, I'm on the bus daily, and I see children and adults, and sometimes children and adults, eating really awful food, donuts and Twinkies and soda and Yoo-hoo for breakfast, and babies with baby bottles with clearly soda or chocolate milk. And I don't know, I just wonder what point do you talk about accountability, and I just feel like it's going to take more than a cookbook. And I think the cookbook's a great idea, but more than a cookbook, and I guess excuses to get people to change their diets, because I think it's clearly a serious, serious problem in my neighborhood. And it's going to take parents to sort of sit on their kids and say, no, put down the, you can't
put down the junk.
Twinkies,
you can't,
for
right.
For
a president.
And I know that we're having more and more fruit stands in our neighborhood, but I shop in my neighborhood. I can buy fruit And it's frankly, it's cheaper than potato chips. And I just don't, at some point, I have to just ask, is it, you know, what point do you stop saying it's environmental racism and say it's your fault? You've got to start eating better.
Well, let me say, I don't think the two issues are mutually exclusive. One of the strategies about combating these issues was to actually involve neighborhood people. So it wouldn't just be a politician rolling into a neighborhood, doing a photo op, making a press statement, and rolling out. We have spent months working with the steering committee of the community, and I invite you to join it. 100 people now participate in the steering committee, and we're doing multiple things. One, we're recognizing that there has been issues relating to environmental racism, relating to development and dumping these bus depot stations, which there definitely is a correlation between the bus depots and asthma. So let's deal with that.
Well, I understand the asthma issue, but I'm asking about the diet issue.
Well, I'm going to tell you. The cookbook is not just a cookbook in and of itself, but it's now our ability to work with the integrated nutrition, where we're getting 100 people to get counseling on healthy eating. We plan to go to parent associations and block associations. We're using the book, and also people like Walter, business leaders in the community, who can get out there and talk about healthy eating. You know, when I was a kid growing up in northern Manhattan in Washington Heights, I had a healthy lunch every day. Two pieces of white bread and bologna and an apple. That's what my mother sent me to school. But everybody in the 60s ate that for lunch. I was no different. Throw an apple in, throw a banana in, that was your lunch. We now know that is not healthy. But the problem is, in some communities, this is the lunch du jour. And that's the cycle that we have to break. But government can't only do that. We knew we had to go in and gain the trust of the community. That's why we're doing the asthma center. That's why we're doing the counseling.
Martha, I'm going to leave it there. But you raise an important point, and I think Robert in Manhattan, in Hamilton Heights, wants to talk to that same issue, but from another point of view. Hi, Robert.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I just wanted to express my backing for the street vendors, the fruit and vegetable stands. My neighborhood, the few large chains that are around, and then the neighborhood stores, they're a little bit more elaborate than bodegas. The variety is terrible. The freshness is terrible. And amazingly enough, the prices, I think, are outrageous, to the point where I go from the 150s down to 110th Street to shop for my fruits and vegetables. And, it's really shameful that people who are most in need of great nutrition and to be guided away from junk foods and processed foods are really the ones who are most deprived about it. And
right. I'm glad you raised this, and let me get a response, because this really does bring us right to the current controversy over more permits for so-called green carts, correct?
I support the mayor and the council speaker's efforts on the green carts. They're now down to 1,000. Listen to the crazy argument I heard the other day. The grocers say, well, why do we have to carry the healthy produce when no one wants it? And yet they're opposing these markets. So on the one hand, if you're going to oppose them, if you're going to
for people who don't know this issue, it's a lot of locally owned, it's a lot of corner bodegas and that kind of thing, markets, small markets around the city that don't want more of these permits for the fruit and vegetable stands to go up as competition on the sidewalk near them. Is that correct?
Yes, and they don't want to have the produce in their bodegas because they don't think there's a need for it. So then what do you care if the market is selling the
fruits and vegetables? Then what's the competition if they're saying, if they're going to sell what you say people won't buy in your store?
It's total hypocrisy, and this is a great way of making a stand for healthy eating. That woman who we talked to earlier, get the goods into the neighborhood stores, Walter, right?
Absolutely.
And then people will have the opportunity to purchase them.
Well, the demand for the particular goods must increase from the residents in the community. So the long and short of the story is that the psychological empowerment of wanting to have great food and good quality food is now permeating the residents who will be demanding good quality product.
Kevin Walters, just speaking, one of my guests on WNYC right now, owner of the Creole Restaurant and Music Supper Club on 3rd Avenue and 118th Street in East Harlem, and the Manhattan Borough President, Scott Stringer, who is the editor of a fabulous new cookbook called the Go Green East Harlem Cookbook, or in Spanish, the Viva Verde East Harlem Cookbook. It's bilingual, and it's being released as a way, as one way to get more people to be able to cook healthy foods and fight the diabetes and obesity rates in the inner city. And let's go to Jessica in Belleville in New Jersey, who wants to also respond to Martha's call from Harlem. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me on
the air.
I lived in Harlem for decades, and I think that maybe as she lives in the neighborhood a little longer and gets to know her community a little better, she might find that her assessment is a little bit unfair. I think that it's largely a question of education, which it sounds like your guests are really addressing, like educating the community about good nutrition. There's a tremendous need for that. And it is really a question of expense. Like your last caller said, a lot of, especially fresh produce, is overpriced and not of great quality. And I just find feeding my own children that healthy food is often very expensive. But something I've also learned, I'm Dominican, and I think that our traditional methods of cooking are actually quite inexpensive and very, very green, like, let's say, buying your staples unpackaged in bulk. And then, you know, you measure with a scoop and you put it in a sack and you have it weighed. And if there are more and more alternatives like that, our older traditions, you know, dry beans and unpackaged rice and stuff can help people of lower income really save a tremendous amount of money and give their children a much healthier diet. It's very hard when, you know, there's the dollar menus all around you that sell all this awful unhealthy food or packaged, like, you know, what I always called ghetto cookies for a quarter, and they're full of sugar and fat. It's very hard, you know, to feed your kids when that's what you're surrounded with.
Jessica, great points. Thank you very much. Daniel in Westport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Daniel.
Yes, hi. I'm a chef, chef educator. I also have a my own business doing these kinds of high-end events. So I'm in people's homes in Greenwich, Westport, but I also am in Bridgeport and Norwalk, which are low-income areas. And I teach in the Westport Education Continuing Ed Program, and I see kids, and they're eating the same exact junk that kids are eating in Bridgeport. So I don't think it's about kids and families coming from affluence. I think it's a matter of
it's an American thing.
It's not just American. I lived in Europe. I saw the same exact thing there at a slower pace. Not as big as it is here, but it's about agribusiness and how they want to shove junk down our throats.
Yeah. Chef Walters, he's a chef instructor. You want to react to him?
I think that most of the consumption of these foods, certainly it has a lot to do with the budgets, the marketing budgets of telling people what they should eat for breakfast or for lunch, you know, the dollar menus, et cetera. But a lot of it has to come from the education process. The education process and from starting from schools and people, the visionaries like Scott, who can actually go out and create something like this so it can be in front of people's eyes. They need to know more information and have information and then have great quality restaurants and foods available to them at a reasonable cost.
The Go Green East Harlem or Viva Verde East Harlem cookbook published by Jones Books, edited by Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer. Again, real quick, Borough President, how can people get this?
Well, I would like to invite people to El Museo del Barrio on Wednesday, February 27th at 6 p.m. We're having a book signing, and we're going to be in Brooklyn at the Community Bookstore on 7th Avenue near Garfield Place at 7 p.m. But then go to Amazon.com and get some books, and proceeds will go to ordering more books to give out free to the people in public housing in East Harlem and parent associations.
Thanks a lot for joining us. I'm coming to eat at your place.
Oh, thank you. Please, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you
very
much.
You won't be disappointed.
Brian Lehrer at WNYC.